Always expect the worst, then you'll never be disappointed. You ever heard that? It almost makes sense, doesn't it? Almost, but not quite. There's something wrong with it, and most of us feel it in our bones. For me, there is no hope in that saying. It's like saying, never invest and you'll never lose anything. Well, of course, you'll never lose anything, but you'll never gain anything either. But that is conveniently left out of the proverb. Even so, many of us find ourselves thinking the worst case scenario without even trying. It is a fact that bad things happen to good people, but it is a greater truth that God is good all the time. It seems a more than reasonable question, then, how many of us somehow think bad things happen to good people, but how good of a person do I have to be in order for bad things to not happen to me? As people who keep company with God, we should always live in a constant expectation of God. But because we live this life in the flesh, what we should do and what we really do are sometimes two different things. While giving the sermon one Sunday, the minister said that all of a sudden he heard words in his spirit which caused an instant impact, and then there followed a stream of undeniable miracles. The words were, "In the kingdom of God, anytime, anywhere, something good can happen to you." Something good can happen is a phrase filled with positive expectation. I believe expectation is a projective thought, picture, or aspiration of what you are looking forward to. And I mean looking forward to in the sense of things to come, good, bad, real, or imagined. I've heard it said expectation is disappointment waiting to happen. Well, not always. If I expect a great profit from an investment that doesn't happen, that's very disappointing, of course. But I personally maintain the expectation of the return of Jesus Christ, and I guarantee I will not be disappointed. In that example, it's easy to see the little proverb isn't always true, and could easily have just been something Eeyore said. We can't throw out expectation because of fear or negative thinking. It is actually a valuable commodity as long as it's turned in the right direction. What we envision for ourselves as the things which are up ahead in our future, they become a subtle target, whether they're good or evil, bright or dismal. It is what we believe will happen to us in the future, both near and far. I fully believe we are all moving in the direction of our expectations, even when we do not realize it, even when we don't want to. In light of that, I suggest that our direction is largely not dictated by the circumstances around us, but more by our expectation which we picture and imagine for ourselves in the present and future. What we believe rules us. We don't rule what we believe. Some feel they are always standing on the high cliff of expectation, just waiting on the long fall of disappointment. Friends, I'm here to declare that God has given a better platform for us to stand on. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, cool jazz and contemplative conversation, hoping to speak to folks about 3 inches below the surface of their presentation face where they really live. Come, go with me. The clock is ticking. The sun comes up and the sun goes down. Days go by, and we must be present and in the room of life with Christ, our hope of glory. Tap your toe and dream a little, and I'll be right back.